السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the ni'mah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon this ummah. The biggest ni'mah is the ni'mah of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Believing, understanding, recognizing that there is no worthy of worship except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Accepting the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a messenger of Allah, the servant of Allah, and the last prophet, no prophet to come after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As he said, أنا خاتم النبيين لا نبي بعد أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Through the mercy of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this ummah, he loved every individual to come until the day of Qiyamah, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned him in the Quran, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We did not send you except to be a merciful to the whole mankind. Means all the people to come until the last person before Qiyamah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always worrying about his ummah, for those who are with him, the companion, and for those who to come who have not seen him and he has not seen them, and that's us. When he mentioned about the people to come after him, he referred them to Ikhwani, my brothers. And the Sahaba radiallahu ajma'in asked, Ya Rasulallah, are we not your brother? And he replied, you are my companion. You have seen me, you have lived with me. Those I refer to my brothers are the one who I have not seen and they have not seen me, but they still love me without even seeing me. And alhamdulillah, Allah has granted special ni'mah to this ummah that they were not granted, were not given to any ummah before the ummah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The blessed month, how quickly, how fast it has come and almost gone. We wait for it for 11 months. And it comes, and the blink of an eye, it's gone. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith that those, the famous hadith where he was climbing the minbar and he said Ameen three times. One of them was when Jibreel alayhi salatu was salam sent by Allah with a message to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that doomed, cursed be that person who witnessed Ramadan and at the end of Ramadan they didn't attain the forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us. This hadith, it is so serious, and many people underestimated or understand it, that it started from Allah. No malaika has any guts to say, utter anything without the permission of Allah. The Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam was sent by Allah with a message from Allah. So from Allah to the leaders of the malaika, Jibreel, to the leaders and imam of all anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Allah cursed, Jibreel brought the message, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sealed it off with his Ameen. So there is no doubt that whosoever falls under this curse, he is doomed. Three people were mentioned. One of them is the one Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever witnessed the month of Ramadan and at the end of it, he has not done enough to be forgiven by Allah. And why shouldn't be that person be cursed? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us such a beautiful opportunity. In it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a night which is better, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, better than 1,000 months, which is equivalent to 83 years or so. Imagine from 365 days, Allah could have said, look for it, search for it the whole year. But Allah is so merciful. He brought it down to 30 days. And He said, I've given you a blessed month. Which in it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has removed the enemy number one, Shaitan Iblis, amongst us. So he doesn't distract us. In it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the doors of Jahannam to be closed, the doors of Jannah to be opened, and remain open and remain closed the whole month. Allah is so merciful, yet from 365, brought it down to 30, and then from 30, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought it down to 10 days. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, search for it in the last 10 days. And even better than that, Allah is so merciful. From the last 10 days, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought it down to 5. And he said, search for it in the last 10 odd nights, from 10 to 5. So we got discount for 360 days, down to 5. Then from that 5, if a person can't be bothered to ask for forgiveness, to beg Allah, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our shortcomings, to cry to Allah, then why shouldn't be that person cursed by Allah, Jibreel, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When Allah gave us such a beautiful opportunity, He removed 360 days and He brought it down to 5 nights. And whosoever, again in those 5 nights, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say, worship 24 hours. From 24, He brought it down to only night. The day was removed. He mentioned the last 10 odd nights. So the night is between Maghrib and Fajr. And even in there, it's not like you have to stand up the whole night or you stay awake the whole night. It is striving. Allah looks at our intention. Striving and asking and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't know which cry of ours Allah can fall in love with and accept it. And that will be our reason for success both here and akhirah. Allah. We are so busy in the dunya, running after the dunya, that we're going to leave behind, that even the 5 nights, if someone doesn't have time for the sake of Allah, to beg Allah, to cry to Allah, then he should be cursed, as the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on which he said, Ameen. As the month is coming to an end, I mentioned this morning, in the after Fajr reminder, when you see the horse racing, they start quickly at the beginning, and at the end they go even faster. Because the end line is right in front of them, and everyone wants to be the first one to cross that line. So the horses go even faster. They work even harder. As we can see our end, the days of Ramadan are just ayyam ma'duda, counted days. Now it's only a few days remaining. We shouldn't slow down, but we should be like the horse, striving even more, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can accept us. And one of the message is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a point where not having guarantee that my actions have been accepted. But keep begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, if you don't accept my actions through your mercy, then I'm done. I failed. Because no one can claim that my sawm were 100% as it should be. My qiyam, my ruku, my sujood, my tilawa. We did this all for the sake of Allah, and we beg Allah, Ya Allah, please, through your mercy, accept my actions. To have that fear in our heart that maybe my actions were not good enough, but I have the hope in Allah that Allah will accept it through His mercy. Say, inshallah. To keep asking Allah and begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our deeds. Oh Allah, I've done very little. I could have done more. I could have done better. The difference here is one who doesn't want to ask Allah to accept, doesn't want to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doesn't fear that my action might not be accepted, and guarantee thinking, yes, alhamdulillah, you know what, I've done it. I have no worry at all. I have no fear. My action will be accepted. My psalm is done as it should have been. That's the thought of shaitan. But true mu'min is the one who always fear. I prayed my salat with fearing Allah. I don't know if I have done it correctly. But I still have my hopes in Allah, and I'm still going to beg to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please accept it. Through your mercy, Ya Allah. Continue in the remaining few days begging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Allah loves to forgive. It is only the servant of Allah to beg for that forgiveness. Allah only forgives those who ask for forgiveness. Allah does not forgive unless we ask for it. Because if you don't ask for forgiveness, it means you don't need one. If I don't have time to beg Allah to ask for forgiveness, that means I don't need Allah's forgiveness. When someone is in need, when someone is not well, they don't just sit there and say, you know what, I'm not well. They make the effort to call the doctor, to look for the doctor, to get an appointment, to go to seek advice from the doctor. Because it doesn't matter to their health. What about my akhirah? What about calling to Allah? Wallah, you don't need a PhD to understand. It's a very simple language. If I don't have time to raise my hands to go to sujood and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means I don't need Allah. The next one is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by not having the pride of thinking, you know what, I'm better than other people. My siyam is better than somebody else. My salat are better than somebody else. My zakat is better than somebody else. That's a sign of pride, takabbur. That is a sign of shaitan. That is exactly the same thing that took shaitan from Jannah and to be cursed forever. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to do sujood, to Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, he refused. What did he say? Ana khayrun minhu. I'm better than him. Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min tin. So when the thought comes in our heart and our mind that my salat are better than somebody else, or you look at somebody else, you think, you know what, they don't even know how to pray. At least I know how to pray. Worry about it. Fear Allah. Because you don't know which action Allah will love for him and accept them and forgive them. It doesn't matter how little it is. When we pray our salat, all is back to Allah. Oh Allah, please forgive me if I, in my salat, I have done any errors, any mistakes, through your mercy. And believe you or not, Shaitan does so well. When we pray, Maulana will lead here now, Jum'atu Rakat. We travel the world. We plan everything in our salat. You can go from one country to another, to another, to another. By the time Maulana finishes his salat, you think, how? That was quick. Because you are not even present here. Your body was present, but your mind wasn't here. Your mind was around the world. Or you start planning, yes, now where's my list of Eid shopping now? And things you don't remember outside the salat, you remember inside the salat. I remember one of the imam in the masjid, we were praying Maghrib. After salat, he stood up and he asked, okay, who can tell me what I read in the first rakah, which surah, and the second rakah, which surah? And actually he read, Kul al kafiruna kul Allahu ahad, the smallest surah. And then people start thinking, okay, who's going to answer that one? And he said, okay, if I say I'm going to close the doors and no one is going to leave unless they answer this question. And he says, by the way, I'm not going to do that because I think we're going to be here the whole night. It's scary. It really worries. If our salat, the attention is somewhere else, to a point where I can't even remember that the imam read Qul al kafirun and Qul Allahu ahad. But through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah accept him. But we need to beg for that mercy. We need to ask for forgiveness. Then Allah will forgive. And this is a month of giving. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was more generous in the month of Ramadan than any other month. He was more generous when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to come to deliver the Quran, to read the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's one mas'ala, let us clarify. Many people we've mentioned here with Maulana during Ramadan and people are confused. The Sadaqatul Fitri or Fitrana or Zakatul Fitri is all the same one. It's a different name. It is responsibility of the head of the house on every person in the house. Somebody said to me, what about those people, the kids who don't fast? It's got nothing to do with fasting. It is per head. It is £6. It should be given before you pray your Salatul Eid. So for those who have given, alhamdulillah, for those who haven't, the bucket is outside. On your way out, you can do that. It is for everyone. So if a father has children at home, depending on him, then he has to give that. But if the children are working, it is £6. It's less than what we spend in the takeaway. And it is per year. It is not per day. It comes only once a year. Another message that as Ramadan is coming to an end, in our masjid, we finished the Quran tonight, but it doesn't mean the Ramadan is finished. It's only the Quran is finished. The salat is still there. Come first of Shawwal, all the five salat that were first in Ramadan, they will be still first after Ramadan. As somebody said, "Man ya'budu Ramadan faqad madan." Whoever used to worship Ramadan, Ramadan has gone. وَمَنْ كَانَ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ فَهُوَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. And whosoever worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's always alive and will remain alive forever. Allah doesn't die. So the first salat, the salat were first in Ramadan, they continue to be first after Ramadan as well. It doesn't mean that on Eid day, Fajr is forgiven, Dhuhr is forgiven, Asr is forgiven, Maghrib is forgiven, Isha is forgiven. No. The first question on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us, is about salat. If salat fail, then the rest of the amal will be in trouble. If we do well in the salat, the rest of the amal will be easy. As like we make the effort of reading Quran and praying our salat on time in Ramadan, that action, that amal should continue for the next 11 months. Say inshallah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq and ability to continue to strive for His pleasure, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and continue to ask for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.